You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Every day, every day.
Welcome into the gym class for a Wednesday here at KGYM, 1600 AM all over Eastern Iowa, as well as 107.5 FM, the Gym OT in Cedar Rapids, 102.3 FM, also right here based in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 in Iowa City. Scott Unash here in the studios. Buttons on the other side of the glass here today. Mark Dukes from his home on what is suddenly a chilly Cedar Rapids and an overcast Cedar Rapids here on the southwest side. Now, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Scott. Buttons, how are you? Looking forward to a pretty darn good show today.
We got a good show coming up. Tom Kakert will be joining us here in just a little bit from HawkeyeReport.com. Plenty to talk about as far as the Iowa Hawkeyes are concerned, and college athletics really is concerned. That's going to be the focal point of our program here for the next hour. We are presented, as always, by Hennings Financial. Check them out on our website at KGYMRadio.com. Hennings Financial Incorporated, your retirement rollover specialist. They are a Cedar Rapids-based financial services firm that is focused on your retirement journey. Their specialty is helping pre-retirees and the newly retired manage their assets to produce a sustainable income. And you can find out more. All you need to do is click on our website at KGYMRadio.com. Just find on the left side about Hennings Financial and click on that. Terrific people out there. As I mentioned, Mark, we got a lot to talk about dealing with college athletics today. Not only with Tom Kakert as far as what Iowa has done with their recruiting. It has been absolutely terrific over the last 2 weeks or so. Iowa, as of right now anyway, with a top 10 class in the country, according to all of the people that track that with the Stars and what have you. And we'll talk about that with Tom. We'll talk about Joe Wieskamp's decision not to put his name into the NBA draft. We'll talk about Luka Garza's decision to put his name into the NBA draft. Chris Doyle meeting with members of the media today on a Zoom meeting in Iowa City. But also about the story of the day, Mark, and that is we have a new acronym to deal with, NIL, and that is name, image, and likeness. And whether you are a fan or not, it sounds like it is coming to big-time college athletics sooner than later.
Yeah, this idea surfaced some time ago, I think way back in the fall, if not before. And bottom line today is the NCAA Board of Governors has signed off on moving toward allowing student-athletes to be compensated for their NIL, so to speak. And it opens up a whole lot of questions. It looks like it's going to be moving forward through the process and perhaps take effect in 2021, 2022. And again, we've seen this coming. It's another step in the process. But I think some people have some reservations about certain aspects of this. And basically, it comes down to, as you outlined briefly, allowing student athletes at every level to capitalize on their image and likeness, whether it be through, an endorsing a pizza or a vehicle of any kind. But the NCAA's outline today is making it pretty clear that it can't be compensation for performance or participation, and on and on and on. And then it speaks to recruiting as well, which I know is one of your concerns.
As well as Dennis Dodds out there, who just wrote something this afternoon at CBSSports.com. By the way, if you would like to comment, love to hear from you out there at 319-366-1600. That is 319-366-1600. That is the KGYM text line available to you. You can also reach out to us via the phone lines as well at 319-366-1600. That same number will work for the text line as well as the phone line out there. And the NCAA, and keep in mind, this is in its infancy still, even though there has been talks for a couple years, and even though the NCAA has met and talked about it, looked like they are going to go forward with it anyway. There are still many, many aspects of this that have to be ironed out. And as we know, I will say this, Mark. I think that, and I think you're in agreement with me, while I'm not a big fan of having every college athlete be paid, because I, for one, and maybe just because we are of a certain age and have been through a lot on many different levels, that college athletes do get a lot of things provided for them. This is a totally different subject. It's apples and oranges, if you will. But there are still things to be worked out. You just can't say, okay, you cannot use this to entice big-time recruits to come to your school. I mean, that sounds good and looks good written on paper, but that is not, you know, it's hard to implement out there when you need some rules, you need some regulations out there, and those are still things that are in the offing.
Well, a lot of layers to this. I've long held, as you have, that I believe that when a college football player, for example, puts his signature on a letter of intent, that he immediately gets tremendous benefits and should not be paid for his performance. Image and likeness, to me, I've come around to believe it's a different thing. If Scott Unas cannot capitalize on his likeness, or Luca Garza, that's probably a better example.
It's a better example, Mark.
Luca Garza can't capitalize on his image and likeness, which was created by him through the University of Iowa. By the way, this proposal says you cannot use conference or school logos, trademarks, or any other involvement. So, for example, Luca Garza next, well, it won't be next year, it's down the road, but for argument's sake, he appears in an advertisement for a certain product. He can't be wearing his Iowa basketball jersey. He can't be wearing a Big Ten cap, this and that. I have no problem with it. And I think, as far as recruiting goes, if you don't think boosters are involved, and I know you don't think this, but if you don't think boosters are involved in getting athletes to campuses now, you're sadly mistaken.
And now you've just opened the door, I think.
Well, it could be a bidding war, even though the NCAA says in its proposal, one of the bullet points is protecting the recruiting environment and prohibiting inducements to select, remain at, or transfer to a specific institution. Now, are you going to tell me that a car dealership flush with cash in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, is not going to get into a bidding war with the same in Baton Rouge, Louisiana? How is that going to be regulated?
Exactly.
I don't know.
That's what's got to be taken care of at this certain time. And I hope the NCAA, and if they ask for help, I hope that is something that will be taken care of. It has to be taken care of, or it's basically, you know, it's going to be Thunderdome out there, to borrow an older term from the 80s, as far as recruiting is concerned. Because who's to say, like you said, you get a couple of big-time business boosters out there, and they will get together and say, okay, athlete X, we're going to pay you blank amount. All you got to do is come to this school, our school, and you know, you're going to have whatever figure is out there. Does there need to be a cap as far as the amount of money is concerned? That's not American. And I would agree with that. I mean, that's not the business model that we have had for over 200 years as far as this country is concerned. If you can earn your money, then you should get your money. There's no doubt about that. But there's got to, there almost has to be some regulation out there, because, you know, this you're going to get a big-time recruit, especially if you're talking about a basketball, if the rules don't change. Take a Zion Williamson-type guy, and what's the bidding going to go to that we don't know about between school A and school B out there? That's what I'm worried about.
Yeah, will it become a violation, or how's the NCAA going to handle that? They put out a bullet point, but give a few other details, and maybe those are being worked out. But another thing I think about is, this apparently will take effect in 2021, 2022, and how much could Megan Gustafson have monetized her career?
Indeed.
When she was at Iowa. Considerably.
Spencer,
and there
Spencer
are many
Lee too.
As well. Absolutely. 0909 on the text line. If a player gets a full ride scholarship, why don't they just pay them the amount of the semester and they can do whatever they want to do with it? Well, they'd still have to pay for their books and tuition and the other whatnot if you just gave them a flat amount of money.
They went on. I'll read the text again. If a player gets full ride scholarship, why don't they just pay them the amount of the semester, and then they can do with it whatever they want to do. If they want to pay off their student loans, they can do that. Otherwise, they can pocket the money and buy a new car. You're going to have that. Not in that. You're going to end up with a lot of very nice rides around campus of some big time athletic institutions. I think
Ronnie Harmon had a nice.
Yes, he did. I knew you were
okay.
Going back to that. I knew you were going to go back to that. Love to hear from you at 319-366-1600. As the NCAA sounds like they are going to go on and go forward with name, image, and likeness as far as NCAA athletes. And this is not only Division I, as you mentioned, Mark. This goes down through Division II and even into Division III. Back in whatever the day was, if young Mark Dukes wanted to hawk some golf clubs or something like that.
Bad example.
you could have pocketed something, man.
Kerry Bender or Fred Jackson are better examples, okay?
Okay. All right.
All right.
Or, Cornell or whatever the case may be. I'm not sure about NAIA. They're a separate entity, so right now they are not under this umbrella as far as the NCAA is concerned. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in here on name, like, image, and likeness that we're talking about today. We'll talk about this with Tom Caker as well and get his thoughts on what the NCAA is coming up with today. Kind of interested to hear his perspective on it as well.
Yeah, and where it might be headed and what potential problems there may be. And I'm sure Tom has an opinion in some regard in that aspect.
Yeah. And again, Dennis Dodd going on, there are a few meaningful answers today. May not be an answer until July 2021. And keep in mind, we still have a lot of other things that the NCAA should probably be working with right now with COVID-19 and the coronavirus and things like that. With the fight against that and what's going to happen with some of the Olympic sports that perhaps are going to be in big trouble. So NCAA has got a lot on their plate right now to worry about.
Well, no question about it. And this is something that's going to apparently happen down the road. But immediately you have the fall seasons. The spring seasons have already gone away. And you're right. The NCAA has its hands full and going to have to make some very difficult decisions in the coming months.
Yeah, they will. 319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on what the NCAA talked about today. And again, that's 319-366-1600. Also today, Iowa strength and conditioning coach Chris Doyle meeting up with members of the media, as we talked about earlier on today. And just gave a little bit of an update as far as how he is communicating with his football players. Got to be eating it, Chris, and is eating it, Chris, as a fact. This is usually, and it's not only an Iowa thing or an Iowa State thing, it's all around the country as far as Division I big-time college football is concerned. This is the time where your strength and conditioning coach shines out there, because he is, or she is the one that basically is running the ship, and they are putting you through your paces to get ready for the upcoming season. And to not have the ability to do that in-house, some interesting things that Chris Doyle had to say today. He's still doing the shopping, if you would, from a distance as far as foods are concerned and what the football players put into their bodies. But not a whole lot else he can do except recommend what you eat, what you put in, and what you do with your time.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the athletes can still lift, and Chris can give guidance in that regard. And you mentioned the nutrition, which is a big part of being an athlete. But aside from that, you're right. What can Chris do? He doesn't have that one-on-one contact with athletes, and certainly a bonding time for some, and more than anything else, a growth time when those guys get in the weight room and go from 230 to 260 in the off season.
Very much so. And we'll talk about that with Tom. That'll be coming up here in about 5 minutes or so, as he will join us from Hawkeye Report and HawkeyeReport.com. 319-366-1600. If you want to talk about name, image, and likeness, or the recruiting that Iowa is going through right now, or Chris Doyle's comments from earlier on today, love to hear from you out there. And again, that's 319-366-1600. I'm trying to figure out what I just did to my computer here, Mark. So I did something, and now it's I got one thing that's completely renegade from another thing. So I'll get it figured out.
Well, good luck with that. I have that problem every now and then as well, but I'm good to go. If you need anything, let me know.
All right. I've got the text line on a completely different planet right now than everything else, but you know, that's what happens. I don't know what I did, but I'll try to get it back here. Maybe I'll bring in buttons to try to figure it out. I don't know. Yeah, you need a younger person is what it comes down to figure things out like that. So we'll talk with Tom, and we'll do that coming up in just a little bit here. On the text line, 0056, I'm glad to see the name, image, and likeness thing is being figured out. There's no reason why the student should benefit financially. There is no reason why not, I believe the texter is saying, the student should not benefit financially from their own self. I still think a remnant of this, though, is going to come down the line. And I still think it's going to happen, because we are a society that is thrilled with a lot of litigation. And I still think there's going to be somebody in an Olympic sport that's going to bring up a lawsuit at some time, and they're going to want a piece of pie as well from the football players down the hall that are driving the new cars and whatnot. I hope I am wrong, but I still can see that scenario playing out.
Well, I don't know if I can, because you know, athletes are what they are. Their image and likeness are worth different things to different people. An All-America player in football or basketball, you know, is that the likeness of he or she going to be more or less than a swimmer that, you know, is going to make the Olympic trials, one of the stars? You know, they're both a commodity, but I don't think you can, as a swimmer in your example, you know, press litigation against Amir Smith Marset.
Well, I think it'd be against the NCAA, or it's not going to be against another athlete, no doubt.
I get you, but I still don't see that floating.
Sean from the bus trip, thank you for weighing in. Appreciate it. Video games. Can you say video games due to NIL? Yeah, this opens the door name, image, and likeness. That's what KO'd video games down the line as far as college football and college basketball, et cetera, were concerned. You could not use, and that, of course, has been the subject of some litigation as well over the last handful of years anyway. If this goes through, then everybody's going to get a little piece of the pie. Every time somebody goes out and buys the latest video game as far as college football is concerned, and I can't think of the company that puts them out right now. I apologize for that. Buttons probably knows. He's looking at me, shaking his head. He doesn't know either. But you're going to get a little – every time somebody buys that, what? You're going to get a nickel, even if you're like the third-string long snapper of the Iowa State football team right now, right?
Yeah, I hadn't thought about video games. I mean, you probably wouldn't have numbers on the backs of players or the team uniform on a video game, you know, just to prevent that sort of thing or try to prevent it. But, I really haven't given that much thought, but I'm sure that will play into things.
Does Jordan Bohannon, or back in the day, a couple years ago, Nicholas Baer, does he get a percentage of the 51 jerseys that were sold without his name on it? Does his name go on it now? EA Sports, thank you, 1985. Thank you, EA Sports. See, we have the greatest listening audience out there. 51, since his number is on it, now you can't profit again, as you mentioned earlier on, Mark, with the likeness of a conference or a school per se. So maybe Baer doesn't go on the back of that jersey, but would Nicholas Baer get a percentage of 51 jerseys back in the day?
Yeah, but I mean, let's take Iowa football, for example. A lot of players have worn the same uniform number. Is number 6 Tim DeWight? Or is who wears 6 now? Smith Marset or some? I don't know offhand, but you know what I mean? I mean, a lot of players have worn the same number. So if you just have the number on the back, you know, what are you buying? Are you buying Tim DeWight or are you buying somebody else?
True. 64-29, EA Sports had the football game. 2K had the basketball games. 2K was better. That's what their editorial comment was about that. 319-366-1600. We're going to take a break, come back. We'll revisit this after we talk to Tom Caker to HawkeyeReport.com. But plenty to talk about with Tom. Iowa football recruiting right now going great guns at the present time. And we'll talk about that and other subjects when we come back. Gym class for a Wednesday coming your way, presented by Hennings Financial here on KGYM.
The term yoga in general kind of emulates community. I had the business plan in my head for years, but never really knew if I was going to be able to kind of take that leap. I knew it was going to be a lot of work, but I knew that the passion was going to make it not seem like work. Zupacca was really there for me, helping me kind of gain financial literacy. So that way, the day that I did actually walk in the door, I had a really good credit score. Anything along the way that I did, I wanted to make sure that I was being smart about it.
Or after time.
I was doing it the best way possible. Everything from the business loan to setting up the LLC and then the insurance of the business as well too. Zupacca really was a great guide and a resource for me getting this whole entire project off the ground. We've built an amazing community here within Soul Revolution, and honestly, we could not have done that without the help and support of Zupacca. There's been a couple of classes when I'll walk in, and especially when it's a busy room and I start to get choked up. Those are the days when it's like, this is what I was supposed to do.
Your money for good. Learn more at tobacco.com. Equal housing opportunity.
Being isolated from those you care about can be hard. Now, more than ever, you may want support. Turn to Your Life Iowa. We can help you through any challenge you may be facing with mental health, suicidal thoughts, alcohol, drugs, gambling, or more. With Your Life Iowa, you're never alone. Call, text, or chat with us online 24/7. Start at yourlifeiowa.org, where your everyday life support. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
During the COVID-19 pandemic, Iowa law prohibits price gouging. It is illegal to charge excessive prices for goods and services needed by disaster victims. This applies to items sold in stores, on social media, or online. Iowa Attorney General Tom Miller will pursue price gouging complaints, and businesses or individuals found in violation could face penalties of up to $40,000. Report price gouging at iowaattorneygeneral.gov or 888-777-4590. Furnished by the Iowa Broadcasters Association.
Economic stimulus payments will be hitting your bank account soon. In fact, nearly $200 million will be coming to area households. You might need that money for rent, mortgage, utilities, even food. But if you don't, KGYM encourages you to think of the thousands of local businesses being impacted right now. Waiting to spend those dollars at your favorite place when we're all on the move again? That'll be a huge boost for them and our economy. If you don't need it for necessities, save your stimulus and shop locally. It could mean millions of dollars for the corridor.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Rommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Lender Tire.
And Todd Rommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn coming away from 4 o'clock until 6 o'clock right here on KGYM. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. And more text coming in as far as name, image, and likeness are concerned. Here, Mark, 6429 says, will this clear the way for a return of the NCAA football and basketball video games? We just talked about that before the break here. Now that player likenesses can be used on an official basis, I would say, yeah, it opens the floodgates back up for that. And like I said, everybody gets a nickel, even if you're a third string guy down the line as far as the depth chart, or fourth string guy, or never seen the field. You're going to get a little bit from a video game that has your name on it, even though you may not play in said video game.
Yeah, but the NCAA is saying right now that the conference school logos, trademarks, and any other involvement about the school would not be allowed. So I don't know how they'd work that out with EA Sports or whoever it may be.
There is a way to do it. I mean, the means is there. Now they just got to come up with a way to come up with an agreement. And there's too much money to not come up with an agreement, would be my way of thinking about it. But we'll see. That's down the line, but the means is there. Tom Cakert set to join us right now here on the program. We do appreciate that. Plenty to talk about as far as the realm of the Iowa Hawkeyes are concerned. Tom from HawkeyeReport.com. And you're ready to play, what, EA Sports and 2K basketball and all that again, right?
I was ready to go. Fired up, you know, would have given us some fun times and some content. Maybe over the summer we could simulate some games, but now we're going to be stuck with nothing. So, I guess we'll find a way to keep moving forward.
Tom, no one is tuning in to watch you, me, Duker, Todd, and the rest of us play video games.
Let's hope we don't get to that point.
No, certainly.
Tom, what do you make of the NCAA Board of Governors announcement this morning? Good, bad, and different. What, if any, problems do you see?
I think it's fine. I think they were boxed in, and they had to do it, so they didn't have any choice. I am concerned how they're going to work out this fair market value end of things, because fair market value in Iowa City, Iowa is probably going to be different than fair market value in Chicago or New York or Atlanta, Georgia, or Miami or Los Angeles. So, I think that's going to be something that they're going to have to figure out. I do think it's not going to be as big a deal. Even before our current pandemic, I didn't think that businesses were going to really pony up all that much. I thought that the amounts of money was going to be not as big as people are led to believe. And I think their big thing that they want to do is police the situation where you got a car dealer who's given a five-star quarterback that just signed a $200,000 check. Mm-hmm. I think they want, that's the big things that they want to police. So it's going to be interesting how they police it, and I'm sure it's going to be controversial, but I'm not opposed to college athletes going out and making a buck and you know, signing some autographs or something and getting paid for it.
I'm not either, Tom, but I'm with you. The recruiting process scares me because I can just see this escalating and escalating on down the line. And who's to say, you know, and to use a bad example here, you know, you got a guy that's got choosing between LSU and Alabama, a five-star quarterback, and who's to say the bidding process starts and where's it going to end? I hope it doesn't get to that, but, you know, we've seen a lot, and it could happen.
Yeah, we just don't know how it's going to play out and how, you know, it's kind of uncharted territory, and I think it's something they just got boxed into when California approved that legislation and every other state was going to do the same thing. They just had to throw up their hands and say, all right, we got to do this. And, you know, now we'll see where it leads. I don't think anybody knows what it's going to look like once it starts in January or whatever of 2021, 2022, probably. I guess it's the academic year of 2021-2022.
Tom, let's talk a little recruiting from the Iowa standpoint. The Rivals Network, of which you and your publication is involved, is Iowa number 7 in the country right now. My question, two-part question, was put that in perspective from an Iowa standpoint, and I think the number is 13 for Iowa. Now, how big will this class be? And what else is Iowa looking for? There's a lot to chew on there, I know.
Yeah, it's interesting because they have just been on a real tear in the last 2 weeks with, basically 5 commitments in the last 2 weeks. They'd gotten off to a solid start. You know, the one of the early guys, obviously, Cedar Rapids kid Connor Colby. But this is a really strong year in state with Jaden Harrell and Griffin Little and Zach Tweed, Jeff Bowie, the kid from West Branch, Cooper DeJohn, and Maxwell, and all the in-state group is just really, really strong this year. And that's helped get this good start. But being 7th in the country is just, you know, that's, and the fact that they've already got 3 4-star commits on board is pretty significant. You know, it'll be hard for them to hold on to that because everybody else is going to eventually catch up. But I think one of the things that's benefited them is, and why they're doing well, is because they wrapped up last year in August. So their focus was maintaining those guys from the 2020 class, but also really diving in and evaluating and building the relationships with 2021 kids to where, now, these guys can't go on visits, maybe getting a little antsy, want to just get this done with and reserve their spot and see things filling up, and they like Iowa. So I think it's been really good for them so far. What was the last part of the question?
This class number's 13 right now, I
believe.
How big will it be, and who else is Iowa looking at?
Yeah, I think it always gets up over 20. There's always, it's kind of just a running joke between Kirk and I. I'll ask him at different points, and we're probably going to be in the high teens, and then they end up signing 22. It's just the nature of attrition. I think you're going to, one of the other things the NCAA is probably going to do here fairly soon, and they're going to try and stave it off for a little while before it gets implemented, but basically the no harm transfer where you get one mulligan. So guys are, and it's already a problem in college football and college basketball. So many kids transfer because their opportunities aren't there. Some names to watch. I suspect they're probably going to be adding a couple wide receivers. I'd keep an eye on Brody Breck from Ankeny, Keegan Johnson from Bellevue, Nebraska. Are two names to really watch after they got Arlen Bruce this week. It seems like that wide receiver thing is going to kind of start going. The Thomas Fedone, the kid from Council Bluffs, who's a four-star tight end, might be, you know, Iowa, Nebraska probably lead for him, I think, right now. Joe Alt, who's John Alt's son, is an offensive lineman. If they decide to add a fifth offensive lineman, I think he's probably the guy. So they've still got some targets out there that they'd like to get. And, you know, the big mystery, I think, is quarterback, because they don't have one in that class. They've only got three that will be on campus this weekend in terms of scholarship guys. So are they going to offer, you know, somebody other than one guy that they've got who we don't think they're probably going to get at this point? Are they going to try and flip a guy who sees the class and thinks it would be attractive to come in with them? It's going to be interesting to watch what happens at quarterback.
Yeah, it is. And like you said, don't expect Iowa to stay maybe number seven in the country when all is said and done and everything is worked out as far as recruiting is concerned and everything is put to bed. But still, I got to think Kirk Ferentz and his staff just got to be over the moon. I'm not sure anybody thought Iowa could have got the two linemen that they signed in the last couple of days together.
Yeah, Bo Stevens and David Dukov. They've got both those guys, and they were really highly sought guys with offers, you know, Michigan's and Penn State's and LSU's and schools like that. And, you know, if Iowa adds a couple of wide receivers here later this week, which they potentially could, wink, wink, nod, nod, you know, they will probably jump, depending on what happens elsewhere nationally, if other teams add recruits, but they could move up to number five in the rivals rankings pretty easily by the end of the week.
Thing is, Tom, I see in the rankings several other Big Ten schools doing very well as well.
Yeah.
You know, your usual suspects, Ohio State, Michigan, but Minnesota is at 10 right now.
Yeah, Minnesota has, you know, P.J. Fleck is off to another fast start. It's always interesting watching his recruiting because he tends to kind of get out of the gate really strong, and then they end up losing a few guys, and their ranking kind of falls a little bit. Penn State is always going to be there, I think. Wisconsin's done a nice job. You know, Rutgers, I think, has done fairly well this year. And I think Maryland will do well, because they have a coach who really does well at, keeping the local talent, around, the high end talent around the, DMV area.
Tom Kakert, joining us from HawkeyeReport.com here on the Gym Class on this Wednesday here on KGYM. And, David and Hudson asks, an overall finish of in the top 20 would be great for the Hawks. It has happened before. Can it happen this time?
Yeah, I think it's conceivable that they end up finishing with a top 20 class. You know, the one of the other names I didn't mention, Ricky Parks, a running back from Florida, who I think Iowa probably leads for. And, you know, that would be a huge get, another four-star in the class. And you know, given what they've already got, it has the makings of the top 20 class when we get to December, January, February, whenever we, you know, if we have whatever we're doing with signing days at that point. Yeah, I think they're doing really well.
David Koff may be along with Bo Stevens, maybe the two offensive linemen, maybe the prizes of this class, we shall see. But talk about another four-star named Justice Sullivan, a linebacker from Minnesota, which is in Iowa's fold right now.
Yeah, and he's, you know, I wouldn't call him an Iowa kid, but he's the adopted son of Jake Sullivan, who played guard for Iowa State back in the day. And, you know, really interesting story. He's, you know, an immigrant that Sullivan's took in, and he's a big dude. I mean, the inside linebacker, 6'2", 225. He's really well built, athletic kid. You know, and the Sullivans live up in suburban Minneapolis now, and turned down Minnesota. Just kind of found a really good fit with the Hawkeyes. So I remember when he committed and Jake tweeted out, I guess I'm a Hawkeye fan for a few years here. So it's kind of cool story that, and Jake's just, you know, really one of the good guys out there doing a lot of good for a lot of kids with his various programs.
Yeah, it is. Tom, Chris Doyle had a Zoom meeting with members of the media earlier on today, and just a kind of an informational meeting, if you will, more than anything out there, just to, because this is Chris Doyle's time, but his kingdom is empty as far as in his realm is concerned. So he's like the rest of us. He's having to do things virtually right now.
Yeah, he's trying to organize garage gyms is what he was calling it. Basically, guys who are setting up gyms in their garages. There's only about 18 kids that are either live locally in the Iowa City area or decided to stay in Iowa City instead of going back home. Like Amir Smith-Marset, who's from New Jersey, they just thought it was best if he stayed in Iowa City. Spencer Petras, he decided not to go back to California and decided to stay in Iowa City. So, but a lot of the other guys, you know, Tyler Linderbaum, guys like that, you know, they're already here. So, so they're working with those guys. They've got some garage gyms set up. The funny thing he told us is, you know, they're used to getting three squares a day at the football complex during the school year, and they can't do that now. So, he's having to give them shopping lists and telling them what they need to cook and doing all kinds of stuff to try to get them to eat healthy and eat the right way that he thinks is best for them. And he's also got to try and encourage them to get the proper amount of rest and sleep along with those planned workouts. And he was talking about how early on some of the guys didn't have any access to a gym or weight equipment or anything. So they were, you know, just doing body weight workouts and trying to do things in their home to continue to condition. And he said now everybody's kind of got access to some sort of weights, so they're able to get their lifts in. It's just not the same as being in the gym at the football complex.
Tom, September 5th, Kinnick Stadium, noonish start, you and I. What would that look like, or will it happen?
That's the $55 million question, isn't it? I think
Thank
that's
you.
The payout from for every Big Ten school is about, you know, $54, $55 million from their various TV partners. Money motivates a lot of people to find ways to do things. So I still kind of believe that they're going to find a way. The only thing that's going to shut things down is if they don't have classes. And, you know, Bob Bowlsby and all the Kevin Warren, all those, the conference commissioners have all said, if classes aren't meeting, then we can't have student athletes on campus doing what they do because the campus is closed. And then there's the whole, you know, idea of, well, then they're basically professional athletes and they don't want to do that, of course. So, you know, as long as there's classes, there's going to be football. And that's going to be the question. And Bruce Harrell from the University of Iowa said their plan is to have classes in the fall in person, not remote. Mitch Daniels with Purdue has said the same thing. So I would suspect that they're going to move heaven and earth to get football to happen. Now, will they be able to do it right away and do it on time on September 5th? That's, you know, Coach Doyle has said they need 8 weeks. They need 4 weeks of training and 4 weeks of practice. And you're begging for trouble if you cut more than that off of that. So they've got to probably get people back by July 1 to start training.
So we're going to have one way or the other. You got to think in the next 6 weeks, there's going to be some sort of edict.
Yep. Yeah, I think probably early to mid-June, they're going to make decisions collectively, college football. And I wouldn't even, it's just me spitballing a little bit and based on some things that I've kind of heard from some different people, if, say, a couple of Big Ten schools are just, they can't do it, you know, Rutgers or somebody like that. New Jersey has a tougher situation than, you know, say, Iowa does right now. That if they can't get that open, the Big Ten would just play on with 13 and kind of refigure the schedule a little bit. And, you know, and that TV money is a great motivating factor, because if they don't play, then that money goes away. And when that happens, there's a bunch of, you know, minor sports that are going to be out of existence.
Next 6 weeks are going to be very, very scary. Yep. For Olympic
sports.
Yeah.
For all sports, for NBA, for Major League Baseball, for hockey, everything. You know, it's professional football. It's these next six weeks are going to be the deciding factor as to whether we kind of get back to some level of normalcy. And I think we'll start to see whether that's going to happen here in the month of May.
True. Before we go ahead, Mark.
It's a strange time to be testing the NBA draft process. Luka Garza is, Joe Wieskamp isn't. Your thoughts on those two players and what their decisions have been?
Yeah, and Joe would have done it if he would have had some assurance that they were going to have workouts. I can 100% tell you that's what he would have done, but it was just, they just don't know if they're going to have workouts. They don't know. The NBA is probably going to push the draft back to August, sometime in August, I would guess, if not later. Now they're going to have to move that July or June 3rd date eventually, because teams are going to want to get workouts in. But, you know, it's, again, one of those things that, are we going to be able to do those things? Are we going to be able to have guys flying around and going to the practice facilities of the various teams and do workouts? Are they going to be able to have a combine where they can work out the top prospects like a Luka Garza? If they can't do those things, then it's, you know, then I still think Luka's coming back. I think he's made it pretty clear he wants a guarantee of being on an NBA roster for the year, not being a two-way guy that's going down to the, you know, the Erie team or wherever, the Iowa Energy or wherever, whatever team would pick him and playing in the G League. He'd just assume, you know, he'll say, I'll just go play at Iowa for a year and enjoy that for my senior year, and instead of going back between the G League and the NBA. So, and I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think an NBA team's going to be in a position to say, yeah, we're going to take you and we're going to put you on the roster for sure.
Yeah. Always great to talk with you, Tom. 1307 says on the text line, can there be a Luka Garza night at a certain place in Iowa City downtown where he gets paid to appear?
yeah, he could do that. He just can't say he's from the University of Iowa. They just can't promote that as being a Iowa Center Luka Garza. They just say Luka Garza from Washington, D.C. is going to be in at a establishment. Come down and drink a, you know, have a beer with him or whatever. You know, he can do those things now and get paid for it.
Might be more fun to have a beer with Frank, actually, to be honest with you.
Yeah, you could do that. All you got to do is just, you know, you can buy it for him and you know, thank him for bringing Luka to Iowa City, I guess. Or you can buy his shirt, his peacock shirt.
There you go. There you go. Always decorative, yeah. Any time of the year.
Yeah. Hey. Let the peacock fly.
Let him fly. Tom, always appreciate it. Keep up the great work, and we'll talk soon.
Okay, thanks for having me on, guys. Always enjoy it.
All right. Tom Kakert joining us here, and does a great, great job, always does, with Hawkeye Report. com. We're going to take a break, come back, and have more for you after this on KGYM.
You've spent a lot of years in sweat working hard, and when you're not doing that, you're focusing on the right things, your kids, your parents, and paying the bills. Retirement sounds nice, but feels a million impossible miles away. But it's not. Hennings Financial talks with people like you every day. Average folks with a 401k and a bunch of questions. They'd be happy to answer yours. Hennings Financial, a family-owned firm helping regular families retire better. HenningsFinancial.com.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.
The year was 1919. Barbasol shaving cream was invented by a dreamer named Frank Shields. The world's first modern shave cream, Barbasol changed the face of shaving forever. A few billion shaves later, Frank's dream lives on. Behind every face is a dream. Barbasol proudly salutes every fearless, self-assured, wide-eyed dreamer all across America. Celebrating 100 years, Barbasol.
An auto policy from State Farm gets you collision coverage. And this radio ad from State Farm gets you coverage of this beloved 90s hit.
I hit a car. I hit a car. I hit a car.
More coverage, visit statefarm.com.
Okay, you know how it feels when you've saved enough for that long-awaited home addition? Now imagine an addition on that
We still
addition.
Got one break left.
That's the feeling with Capital One, where a new savings account earns an interest rate five times the national average. That's right, five times.
Back
as represented
and,
by five times more savings.
Then take a break in this room.
This is banking reimagined. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Rate comparison based on FDIC national rate. Capital One NA member FDIC.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Back at 3:54 on the Gym Class, presented by Hennings Financial here on KGYM. Real good conversation with Tom Kaker to HawkeyeReport.com. If you missed some of that, we will have the podcast up and ready to go at KGYMRadio.com. And that will be coming up here in just a little bit. Scott, Mark with you for a couple more minutes. Unfortunately, Mark, we have to say goodbye to a true gentleman, not only on the field but off the field, who impacted so many lives over the years. You can't even count them. As we found out, I believe, late yesterday, the passing of Steve Staker, former football coach at Coe College, head football coach, has been an assistant under his son, former coach up at Fredericksburg for the then Fredericksburg Falcons anyway, and just had a hand in so many lives of just molding not only young men on the field, but young men and young women in the classroom as well. And glad that the folks who were close to Coach Staker had a chance to at least come around in that caravan they had last weekend and say goodbye to just a truly, truly great man.
Yeah, I would agree. I mean, the tributes have come in far and wide on social media and other platforms, and everybody from Mark Farley to fellow and opposing coaches and players, coworkers, media. You name it, people have weighed in on Steve Staker. And I guess to me, I can't throw out any more adjectives in describing who the man was and what he meant. But I guess just take a look at the depth and breadth of the eulogies that are out there, and that will tell you volumes.
Just a great, great man and great individual out there. And he is definitely, definitely one that is going to be missed. And our condolences going out to the Staker family and the Coe College community as well. As we all remember Coach Steve Staker out there. Coming up tomorrow, we'll let you know about that when we return after this here on KGYM.
Guys, waking up over and over to pee is not okay. But now, you can reduce those nighttime bathroom trips with the ingredients in Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced. We're talking about less urges to pee at night, less bathroom trips during the day, and better bladder emptying.
It's like taking three prostate supplements in one.
You can try a full 30-day bottle of P3 Advanced, free. Just pay shipping and handling. No strings attached, no obligations, and no commitments to buy. This is a 30-day supply, absolutely free. Call 1-800-394-4915. Super Beta Prostate is the best-selling brand in major retailers like Walmart. But for this no-strings-attached free bottle, you must call now. Call 1-800-394-4915. Don't miss out on this unprecedented free offer. Call 1-800-394-4915. 1-800-394-4915.
Welcome back to Sports View. Today's topic, who deserves to win big this season? My two cents, good drivers. I mean, that's why they're Snapshot from Progressive. Let's go to Rick for some confusing metaphors.
Look, if you put a classically trained cellist in a garage band and you tell them to play Filet Mignon, I guarantee you, the meat on that burrito ain't gonna light the candle.
Thanks for clarifying, Rick.
If you're a good driver, there's no other way to say it. You deserve discounts with Snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California, North Carolina, or from all agents.
Pros. Lowe's wants to help you keep working. That's why we're open for Pro Business Hours 6 to 7 a.m. Monday through Saturday. You'll find the quantities you expect with dedicated Pro associates and loaders to help you get what you need fast and load you up curbside. Now, more than ever, we know you need to win every single bid. You can count on Lowe's for special values on Pro trusted brands and savings when you buy in bulk. Save yourself a trip by shopping Lowe'sForPros.com, where we can ship thousands of items to your doorstep or to the job site. Lowe's is open and Pro ready.
More on name, image, and likeness coming up with Todd and Alex next. Also, they're going to hear from Chris Doyle, and Adam Rittenberg will join the guys coming up as well. Mark, a terrific guest coming up tomorrow that we will talk with.
Looking forward to talking to Andy Dirks, a fellow member of the Evergreen League, but more renowned as the Mount Mercy women's bowling coach. Guess what, folks? One of the best women's bowling teams in the country is from right here in Cedar Rapids. We'll hear about it tomorrow.
That's right. We'll talk bowling coming up tomorrow. All right. Stay tuned. Todd and Alex next here on KGYM.
KGYM Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. KCIA HD3 and 4, Cedar Rapids, Iowa City. The Final Lap with Carrie Murphy.